Welcome to the Home Church Podcast, where we bring you relevant teaching, faith conversations, and much, much more. We want to thank you for joining us today. We hope this message inspires you and builds your faith.
Yeah, so we're getting into a brand new series here in Home Church called Family Matters. And you could say it in two different ways. You can say family matters, it really matters, or family matters, like lots of different things, whichever way. That's the beauty of the English language, isn't it, Louise?
Or the challenge of the English language, whichever way you want to look at it.
Yeah, the challenge of the English language. But just tell everyone listening why we're going to go on this journey, this series in Home Church teaching on family matters.
I think that we really want to equip people. We believe that home church is the best place for family, which is quite a big statement to make. But if we say that, we really want to follow through with lots of tools to help families navigate the seasons, navigate ups and downs, and just do well in life, really.
Absolutely. And we've got lots of different topics. And yes, although it says family matters, this is for everybody. So whether you're married, you are a family. If you have children, of course, you're a family. But there's also the family of God. So it's everybody who calls himself a believer in the family of God. All of these principles are going to apply in some way.
Yes, definitely. You can use them in any sphere of life, I believe.
So today's message, Parenting Through the Promise and the Pain, it's an interesting title. It suggests that this parenting stuff is full of promises. Amen to that.
Amen.
But there's lots of pain.
Definitely. It's definitely challenging sometimes. And, you know, we've got five children. We've done parenting for over 21 years now. And yes, there's definitely been some amazing times, but there's also been some painful times too.
Yeah. You know, the Bible describes God as a loving father, right? Imagine how much pain we're causing him right now.
Gosh, I don't even want to think about that.
Oh my goodness. 1 John 3 verse 1 is a great place to start. It says, look with wonder at the depth of the Father's marvelous love. And he's described as a father figure to us. So we are his children.
Right.
Of course, when we surrender our life to Jesus, we are adopted into his family and we become his children. He is our father. John 1 12 says, but those who embrace him and look and... those who embrace him and took hold of his name were given authority to become the children of God.
Yes.
So God knows what it's like to be a parent.
That's right. Yeah.
And he certainly loves family, doesn't he?
Yeah. Family is definitely God's idea. And we just see as we look through the Bible, so many examples of family. And there's no doubt that he believes in family and wants us to thrive in families.
Yeah. Psalm 68, 5 and 6 in the Passion Translation says, to the fatherless, he is a father.
Yes.
To the widow, he is a champion friend. To the lonely, he makes them part of a family.
Yeah, I really love this verse.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
It gives everyone hope that nobody needs to be alone. Nobody needs to walk through life alone, because I believe that God, I think another version says he sets the lonely in families.
Yes.
Which is just such a great picture of the heart of God to place us in families so that we can thrive.
Yes. And for those like ourselves who are blessed with children, and I say blessed because children are, says in Psalm 127 verse 3, from the Passion Translation again, this is the translation I'm really enjoying at the moment. It says, children are God's love gift. They are heaven's generous reward. And we have to recognize that children, if you do have children, they are a gift. They're God's love gift.
Yeah, right.
But that love gift comes with a little bit of pain. And I guess that's the reality of what we want to talk about today, right?
Absolutely.
The promise and the pain.
Yes.
Just reading on Psalm 127, it says, don't you see that children are God's best gift?
Yeah.
This is in the Message Translation. The fruit of the womb, his generous legacy. Like a warrior's fistful of arrows are the children of a vigorous youth. Oh, how blessed you are, you parents, with your quivers full of children. And we've certainly got a quiver full, haven't we?
We have.
Your enemies don't stand a chance against you. You'll sweep them right off your doorstep. I love the picture that gives us that our children are a blessing to us.
Mm.
But just spin that on its head and imagine the blessing that the family of God are to God.
That's right.
Himself.
Yes, is his children.
So how do we parent through the promise and the pain? Through the promise and the pain. That's what I want to get into with you today, Louise. We've got a few points I want to share with everyone. I'd love you to jump in on these scriptures. So a little bit of advice, I guess, from our journey, right?
Right. Yeah, from our experiences.
So number one, hold on to the promise and release the pain. Hold on to the promise and release the pain.
Yeah, and we haven't got to go very far in the Bible to find some promises that God has scattered throughout his word for us to hold on to regarding our children. You know, he wants to know that he is walking through this journey with us. We are never alone. We're never alone on our journey. And so, on our journey of parenting too. And so we have to hold steadfast to the promises of God and then let go of the inevitable moments when pain punctuates the story of our family. And Isaiah 54 verse 13 is a great promise that I've held on to
right
ever since I became a mother, probably because my mum used to give me this scripture and so I caught it from her. But it says in Isaiah 54 verse 13, all your children will be taught by the Lord and great will be their peace.
Amen.
And I will pray this, I will speak this, I will hold on to this over all my children.
Yes.
I have done and I never will stop, because it's such a great declaration. All my children, it doesn't say all my children may be taught. It says all my children will be taught by the Lord.
That's a positive declaration.
And great will be their peace, definitely.
And this is the easy part, isn't it? The promise. The it promise, is. The reward is the easy part. But we want to say, hold on to that promise. That's easy.
Yes.
But talk to us about releasing the pain.
Yeah, we have to hold on to the promise. And by doing that, I think you can do that in a number of ways, by getting those scriptures, writing them around the house, you know, reading them every morning, speaking them out when you're praying. But also it's important that we don't carry that pain with us, because right. It will just get us down and weigh us down. And the thing is, we have a tendency to want to fix the pain as parents, but we can't. We can't fix it. And so, but we know someone who can. And God wants us to release the pain onto him. And 1 Peter 5 verse 7 in the Passion Translation says, pour out all your worries and stress upon him and leave them there, for he always tenderly cares for you.
Yes.
And often we will pour out our worries, but then we'll take them back. And
yes.
We'll take them back and worry about
especially
them and try and
family.
Fix it. Yeah, because we don't want to see our children go through any pain, and we don't want to experience any pain in our family. But if we truly leave our pain with God, he is the only one who can sort it out.
That's great advice. Hold on to the promise, confess the promise, believe the promise, receive the promise.
Yes.
But let the pain go, release it. Don't hold on to the pain. And that's what I think is one of the big mistakes that we can... And this isn't just parenting. I mean, this is every single believer. If you are a believer in Christ Jesus, this is a word in season for you.
Yes.
Let the pain go. Release it.
Yes.
Holding on to, holding on to the pain and worrying about stuff is not going to help you.
It's not.
So hold on to the promise and release the pain. And then we've got follow the promise despite the pain. Now, this suggests that the pain is still lingering.
Yeah. Yeah, because I think we release the cares to God, but sometimes the repercussions of that is that we're still going through the painful season.
And sometimes he lets us go through stuff, right?
Absolutely, because we change, even our kids, you know, we don't want to see them go through anything, but pain actually grows them and changes them and shapes them into who God wants them to be. If we never go through anything, we never change and grow. So but there is pain, and sometimes there's the repercussions of that pain still lingering on in our lives, but we still have to follow the promise. God's given us clear instructions on how we parent our children, and there's a blessing attached to the promise if we do things God's way.
Yeah.
The pain becomes a mere distraction, just trying to knock us off course. And so we have to see the challenges of parenting as seeing them as that they're there to strengthen us.
Yes, absolutely.
They're not there to defeat us.
Proverbs 22 verse 6, I want to bring in the Amplified Translation, says, train a child in the way he should go. This is where the Amplified takes longer to say everything.
But I love it.
It's good. You love it, don't you?
I do.
Teaching him to speak God's wisdom and seek God's wisdom and will for his abilities and talents. Even when he's old, he will not depart from it. So there's instruction there.
Yeah. We've got to teach
our
children.
How we can follow the promise.
Yeah, so it's not about just praying for our children. It's about teaching them to seek God for themselves as well. It's that old saying that says God has no grandchildren, you know, and it's so true. Our children can't piggyback on our faith. They've got to, we show them the way and we teach them, but then they've got to discover that for themselves. And I believe that that's one of the really challenging parts here, that we've got to show them how to follow the promise as well.
Yes, and we've got to be resilient despite the pain is what we're saying. James 1:2 says, my fellow believers, when it seems as though you are facing nothing but difficulty, see it as an invaluable opportunity to experience the greatest joy you can. because God wants to teach us some stuff.
He does.
And so,
yes,
if you've gone through something as a parent and it feels really tough, well, look for the good in that. And I guess it takes us on to our third point in this short message. So reap the rewards of the promise and learn from the pain. So don't miss out on the rewards that come with the promise. Make sure you're alert, right, and you reap them. And we'll talk about what they are in a second. But also, you've got to learn from the pain. So we don't hold on to it. We release the pain. But God often doesn't take us out of the valley. So that leads us to the question, okay, what can I learn from this experience?
Right. And so, especially if you've got more than one child,
oh, yeah,
you know, it's really beneficial if you've gone through something with one child that you
definitely
can tuck that away and learn and maybe not make the same mistakes, or maybe just know how and understand how to navigate that a little bit better when one of your other children goes through it. So it's, you know, and we have the benefit of having two adult children, so we can see that the pain sometimes that is that they've gone through actually has matured them, and we can see the rewards from that, which sounds it's a bit of a paradox, isn't it, that
absolutely,
you know, you don't expect to see rewards from pain, but actually it does mature them, it grows them, it shapes them,
yeah,
and so we can see those benefits and see those rewards.
Yeah. Isaiah 44:3-4 says, it says, I will pour out my spirit on your children, my blessing upon your descendants. They will spring up like grass, blanketing a meadow, like poplars growing by gushing streams. What are poplars? Are they flowers, are they?
They're trees. Poplar trees.
Ah, growing by gushing streams.
It's a great picture, that, isn't it?
This is the reward that we can look forward to.
That's right. And I just love, there's a verse in Proverbs 31 when it talks about the Proverbs 31 woman, which we'll have heard a lot about.
Yes.
And it says, one of the verses says, her children rise up and call her blessed. And I just love that
Brilliant.
Picture that, you know, when we parent well, when we hold on to the promises for our children through the difficult times, that one day our children will rise up and call us blessed. And that is just such a privilege,
yes,
to have your children to grow up and call you blessed. I think that's amazing.
So we reap the rewards of the promise and we learn from the pain.
Right.
Learn from the pain. And a scripture I've got on this one, Louise, is Proverbs 19:20. It says, listen well to wise counsel and be willing to learn from the correction, so that by the end of your life, you'll be known for someone who is full of wisdom. Someone known for wisdom. And I think there's so many lessons to learn.
There really is.
If you think you've gone through a hard time, think to yourself, wow, how fortunate I am to be learning something through this.
Yeah, which is a difficult attitude to have.
Yeah.
But I think if we can come to that place, it's massively beneficial to us.
And we wouldn't call ourselves as super wise, but we've got experience and we're learning, yes, from our mistakes. One of the benefits of having five children and trying to bring them up in the faith.
Kind of trial and error, right?
It's trial and error, yeah. So don't worry if you're not getting everything right. You know, that's not the plan. There's no such thing as perfect parents. Well, often we say there are such things as perfect parents. They just don't have any children yet.
Right.
But great message. I hope it encourages you as we launch into this brand new series called Family Matters. This is Parenting Through the Promise and the Pain. Just a quick recap, Louise. What we're saying is hold on to the promise and release the pain.
Yes.
We're saying follow the promise despite the pain and reap the rewards, of which there are many, of the promise.
Right.
And learn from the pain. Fantastic. Also, be great if you could just pray for everyone, Louise.
Yes, I will.
Everyone gone through, perhaps parents gone through a little bit of pain. Mm. Let's just pray God's blessing on them.
Father, we thank you that you are a great father to us and that you have given us a blueprint and so many promises in your word for as we go through our parenting journey that we can hold on to. And Father, I thank you also that you are with us when we are going through painful times, painful seasons, that you want to walk through that with us if we will just let you. So Father, I pray for anyone listening now who's going through a painful time, that they will start to release that pain to you, that they will keep going, that they will persevere, knowing that this is growing them and shaping them, that it is growing their family and shaping their family. And Lord, we thank you that we will look to you because we know that there is a reward coming, Lord. So bless everyone watching, Lord. Strengthen them and give them exactly what they need from you in this moment. Amen.
Amen to that. Fantastic. Well, I want to say that's it for the first episode in this new series. We've got another one coming next week, so look out for that. But in the meantime, stay blessed and keep checking in. Anything you need, make sure you reach out. Home Church is a great church family for your family to flourish in. All right, God bless.